Have you ever heard of the Disney hug rule? Disney freaks know all the ins and outs. They know that adult visitors can't wear full costumes, except at Halloween. No selfie sticks, no scattering of ashes. People occasionally try, especially around the Haunted Mansion, but lately there's been a lot of online chatter about something called the Disney hug rule. Did you ever hear of this? Supposedly, if a child hugs one of the oversized characters, Mickey or Minnie or Goofy or whoever, according to the rule, the character has to hold that hug, stay in it, till the child breaks off. The reason is, you never know how much the child needs that hug. Maybe you've seen some of these videos where a four-year-old girl holds a princess for dear life, and if it doesn't get to you, you might not be human. But it turns out this Disney hug rule isn't really a rule at all, at least officially. It has been passed down by character actors through the years, and it's a part of the Disney culture, but it's never been an official rule because Disney doesn't want to deal with the kind of people who want to test the rule for social media views. Think of a 13-year-old video rolling, holding on for his second, third, and his creepy fourth minute, then posting, "I tested the Disney hug rule." That is why there's no official rule. Snow White can break the hug. I mean, if she feels comfortable, she can hold on to your child forever. But if she doesn't, forget what you read on the web. These hugs can be catch and release.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.